Teachers typically don't assign homework to students on the Navajo Nation in Utah. One reason is that internet access is hard to come by, and that's making at-home learning during the pandemic a challenge. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more on the effort to educate students in Monument Valley.
Sheila Holiday used to be a kindergarten teacher. Now, she's a stay-at-home mom. And she says she's having a hard time helping her three children with the math their teachers assign.
Math was my worst subject ever. And I just wish we had internet here that we could rely on, you know, to get some reviews.
Holiday and her family live on a ranch in Monument Valley, where they raise sheep and horses. Unlike many of their neighbors, they actually have a computer at home. And they can get online most of the time. But Holiday says their internet has been slower since the schools in Monument Valley closed on March 16th.
It keeps shutting us off and on now. So it's really inadequate right now to even have it in your home.
Holiday's daughter is a junior at Monument Valley High School, where only half of her 225 schoolmates have access to the internet at home. That's according to Principal Spencer Singer. He says normally teachers don't assign much homework.
Because there's a lot of kids who don't have even electricity at home, and they'll have other responsibilities as far as taking care of livestock. You know, for all intents and purposes, we operate in a third world type situation.
Since the school closed, Spencer says teachers have tried to assign work that doesn't require the internet or even a computer. They've been distributing packets on school buses that bring meals to the students each day. But last week, the school decided to stop accepting completed packets in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19.
So what we're having the kids do is, if they have a smartphone, to take a picture and email it or text it in, or just to save it, and that we'll get it from them in a future date.
And that has Holiday worried. Her high school daughter, Michaela, is already doing most of her work online. Michaela has been driving to the high school to get onto the school's Wi-Fi, but even that isn't enough.
She was getting behind on one of her classes online, and I'm trying to explain to the teacher that, you know, our internet service is poor.
For other families, school is even more of a struggle. Celia Black is raising six grandchildren, including two girls who are also juniors at Monument Valley High. She says one of them got a laptop from her paternal grandmother for Christmas, and it's the only computer in their house. The other granddaughter has been using her phone to access her assignments, but Black says it's not working very well.
She's constantly getting frustrated with this and that, and then she says, oh, I wish my teacher would be here. So my other granddaughter has to kind of be the teacher for her sometimes.
Principal Singer says he knows some students are struggling and that many don't have the ability to turn in their homework online. So the school district is working to get families internet access as soon as possible. Aaron Brewer is the technical director for the San Juan School District. He says he's ordered hotspots for almost every home in the district, and he'll send those out with Chromebooks when they come in this week.
If I could get it done by the end of April, that would be wonderful. My hope is we can do it sooner than that.
Brewer says they won't work in every home. It's a short-term fix while the district works on a long-term solution. But they should work at Celia Black's house, and she says her six grandkids can't wait to do their work online.
They're going to work on it day and night, because they don't have nothing to do. They're just, like, ready to tackle it.
In the meantime, Black says she has about 60 pages of homework to photograph with her cell phone and send in. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.